Happy Holi everyone and welcome back. Apologies for a late post, but now that I'm here, let me quickly introduce myself to all those who are joining me for the very first time. I'm Shruti and you're tuned into my channel, Choose to Change. So what we do here is we pick up topics that are weaved deep into our day-to-day lives. We unwrap them and try to understand them. How and why they influence and impact the very lives we live. But well, before I go any further, let me this time treat you with a beautiful song and one of my favorites. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. And well, for me too, words is all that I have today to put my thoughts across and share them with you. So if you're with me, let's get started. What I want to talk about today is actually language agnostic. So you can take any language, but do pay attention to the words, because words have the power, the magic, to make us do what they want. Think about it, and no, you don't have to agree or disagree with me, not just yet, but hear me out. What I'll share are some snippets of the conversations that I sometimes have with my son. Sometimes when I need his attention, for example, when I need him to fix his room. At that point in time, I at times might sound like, and just for this episode's sake, let me call him Peter Parker. Not that he's going to like it, but anyways, he's not listening. So just let's get on with it, all right? At that point in time, I might sound like, Peter Parker, I need your room done now. Now, when I call him with his full name in a firm tone, and when I leave no room for negotiations in my ask, he knows he needs to pay attention in that very moment, and that I'm running very low on patience. He knows I mean business. But then there are times when I'm in a decent good mood, and at that point in time, I might sound like, hey, Betu, can you please fix your room? And if you do it now, Mama might as well help along. Yes, it's definitely a double bind, something that I also spoke about in my very first episode. But here, if you see the ask or the problem statement in both of these sentences was the same. What differed was how I chose to ask for it to get to a desired outcome. And yes, the outcome itself is much dependent upon multiple variables, and many of which are out of my control. So what I tried to do instead was to influence this outcome to whatever degree possible by controlling what I could, that is, my own words and how I put them together. And yes, I do wish that I show this kind of control on my words, specifically when I am very angry, tired or overly frustrated. Those are the times sometimes when I snap or I generalize. Let me explain you with an example, okay, what I mean. So this is from just a few days ago. I was tired and annoyed, yes. I had 100 things still to do and I could not find my guys anywhere. So obviously annoyed, tired that I was working alone, I just called out, you guys just never help me. My son, who up until then was nowhere to be heard or seen, he calls out back and he says, really, Mama? Never. Remember we helped you just this morning? So no, not that I did not know about it, but my tiredness, it had engulfed me. It fanned my anger. And in that moment, I merged all the past, present and the assumed future instances all together, where I considered that I'll get no help. And I said what I said. Now, was this fair? No. Was it true? No. But in my case, the generalization was a misdirected frustration, mostly a means of my own self-pity. But only if I had paused and considered what I really wanted, and if it was the help which I needed, all I had to do was ask and put words to my ask. And I could have said, guys, I'm tired. I need help. I don't know what the outcome would have been, but at least it would have been a constructive use of my words and would have definitely done a lot good to my mood at that point in time. But what I share with you now is something which taught me to never ever assume, but to always ask. That until this day, I always take a pause before I make any kind of assumptions. And if I do, I call them out loud. Now, this is from a long time ago. I was a newly appointed team lead and I shared a very good rapport with my team. This one morning, which I remember very clearly, we were all huddled in a meeting room. We were in middle of some very big escalation. And as I looked around, I realized there was this one guy missing. Let's call him Mr. B. So I asked and somebody informed that he had called in sick. Now, already worked up by the overall situation, his absence only aggravated my annoyance. Mostly because I thought I knew he wasn't unwell and that it was only a pretense. So I looked around straight at my team, kind of letting them know that they cannot fool me. And I said, well, that's not true. He isn't sick. I saw him just last evening. He was standing by the side of the road and he did not look unwell at all. And I passed my verdict. Now, obviously, somebody from the team would have called him up and narrated him the entire incident. Not that I knew back then. But the next morning, I remember I was sitting working on some report. I look up and I see him coming towards me. And that one look at him, I realized how wrong I was. How wrong I was to assume and to pass that verdict. How wrong I was to assume and give in to what I thought was. Well, I did apologize to him personally and in the meeting, but the damage was done. This relationship was fractured because I never paused to consider an alternative. So yes, words matter. Well, I can go on forever with such examples, but I do hope I have reasonably put forth what I wanted to share. So let me close this episode with something that I read in the newspaper just today and which beautifully complements this episode. It says, "Say not, I have found the truth, but rather, I have found a truth." Khalil Gibran, the Prophet. Words are powerful, so choose carefully and mindfully. Because your words can make or break your day. They can form or deform the relationships. They can get you through the difficult time or entangle you further. And yes, they can also make you a Ghalib, a Gulzar, an author, a blogger, an influencer, a motivational speaker, a podcast host. You choose who you want to be. So go ahead, reframe, practice, repeat, and enjoy the magic. And if you like this episode, do share your comments, your thoughts on my LinkedIn or any of the podcast channels. The details are on the episode description. But as always, please do share, like or comment. You have a very good day. Keep that smile on and stay safe.